Pozdravljen, pozdravljena, z vami sem Polona iz Maribora. Pred nami je še eno sobotno popovdne, ki vam ga bomo, upam saj, malce atomsko popestrili. Ni se treba bati, ni potrebno iskati zaklonišča ali delati zalog hrane. Govorim le o glasbeni detonaciji, o norveško-švedskem kvintetu Atomic. Fantje so nam pretekli torek 1. junija postrigli z odlično glasbeno poslastico v Narodnem domu v Mariboru. Koncert je organiziral multimedijski center Kibla v okviru spremljevalnega programa 20. festivala Druga godba. Izvirna džezovska zasedba Atomic v svojih skladbah združuje ekspresijo Coltrane-ovega kvarteta, značilni Blue Note Groove in sofisticiranost Milesovega kvinteta ter po potrebi ali pa po želji uporabijo kakšen komad Radioheadov. Fantje so bili na odru dobre volje, veselo so komunicirali med seboj, poslušalcem in gledalcem pa v dobri uri predstavili skladbe Bum Bum, Kerozin in druge. Kljub pomenljivemu imenu Atomic igrajo akustično. Po koncertu sem jih ujela med pospravljanjem inštrumentov, bili so sicer nekoliko utrujeni, ampak vseeno dobre volje in nasmejani so mi postregli tudi z nekaj značilnega severnjaškega humorja. Poslušamo sedaj, kaj so imeli zapovedati, nato bomo slišali njihov komad in na koncu še drugi del intervjuja.
The name of your band is quite interesting, Atomic. Are you so full of energy and fresh ideas, or is it just a name?
Well, it's a name. The main thing is we think the name sounds cool, and that's why we use it also. It reflects power and energy, so it's not a symbolic thing, but the main reason is the sound of the name.
Okay, could you please introduce yourselves, who Atomic really are?
It's me, Ingebrigt Flaten from Oslo, Norway, on bass. It's Paul Nissen Love on drums, also from Oslo. Howard Wick on piano from Oslo. And Fredrik Ljungqvist from Sweden, Stockholm, on saxophones. And Magnus Bru on trumpet, also from Stockholm.
And where did you meet each other?
We met first time, I think, in 98. Me, Paul and Howard, the three Norwegians, we had played in the band called Element since 95, I think. And we played with Fredrik for one gig in Stockholm. He was sitting in with the band, so that was the first time. And I mean, then we get known to people, and it's always you get known to new people, and you manage to play with some, and that's it build up, like, and it felt natural to bring this in for this band.
Since then, you play just in this combination, or do you play in some other bands?
Oh, everybody plays in a lot of different groups. That's the only way you can survive, and also because it's important for improvising musicians to have different bands and groups to put out your ideas and different music. But this is definitely an important band for all of us.
Description of your music says that you play modern jazz and free improvisation. What would you say? Is it so? Because I know that such determinations are sometimes hard to define, but still, what would you say?
The music is based in compositions of members of the group, mainly from Fredrik and Howard and Magnus. And it's based in the breed, jazz tradition, but we have a lot of influences from all over, like classical music composers and this contemporary classical music, and we get inspiration from rock music, from improvised music, the European improvised music, free music. So it's a lot of different inspirations in our music, I would say.
I read somewhere that for those who walking on the edge, as reviews and critics says about your band, the act of creating jazz has to be new and has to be maintain their own signature. But how strongly are you influenced by great jazz musicians like Ornette and Miles on the one hand, and by pop music on the other hand?
Of course, all of us are very, very inspired from all the jazz tradition. That's very, more or less, I've been studying most of the time. always been going on jazz academies and conservatory, so that reflects, of course, the tradition in that way. We are all very, very interested in what Ornette did, what Miles did, what Coltrane did, all these very important figures in jazz. But because we are living in the 2000, we definitely are inspired from the pop music, what's happening, all electronic music. It's impossible to avoid what's happening at the time you're living in, so I guess that's a natural thing to get inspired from the time you're living in. The same way we are very... We think that jazz is so important, so we want to keep it fresh, but we really see the ideas that the greats from the 60s had, but still try to push it a little further on. Of course, that's our intention in the music, try to go a little bit further.
Privoščimo si sedaj glasbeni predah. Slišali bomo komad zgoščenke Fit Music z naslovom Do It. Pred tem bi tudi jaz rada še nekaj storila in sicer predstavila glasbenike, ker sem prepričana, da vas je kar nekaj takšnih, ki niste ujeli imen, ko so se predstavili sami. Torej, na saksofonu Fredrik Lundqvist, na trobenti Magnus Bru, na klavirju Herbert Wieck, Paul Nielsen Love za bobni in Ingebrigt Hekerfleten za kontrabasom. Z njim sem se pogovarjala v prvem delu, na to sta prisedla še Friderik in Herbert. Tako, zdaj pa muzika. We'll be right back. Pogovarjamo se švedsko-norveško džezovsko zasedbo Atomic, ki se je predstavila v Sloveniji v okviru 22. godbe, najprej v Cankarjevem domu in nato še v Narodnem domu v Mariboru. Konec tedna pa so igrali tudi v Gracu v Avstriji. Z vami sem Polona.
How does it look your creative process of making music? You sit down and write some music, or you improvised, or you get together, or...
Well, we must say we don't practice that much because we're not living in the same city, so it makes it not that easy, but we always before touring we have a couple of days with rehearsing new tunes, and with the composer they have always like ID with the tune. We try to explain what the idea of the tune is, and we try to catch the whole thing and make music out of it. It's always a combination from all of us, but mainly the guy that composes, the composer, have like idea what direction he wants the music to go. And
if someone have an idea,
yeah, all of us come with ideas, and we try to reflect around the music and see where it's gone.
Let me see if I understand this right. Title of your first CD was borrowed from Ornette's Feet from Above.
Feet Music.
Feet Music, okay. And your last album is inspired by Miles' work, Boom Boom. What this title had to do with Miles?
Nothing to do, because it's only a great idea behind it. Actually, it's a tune by John Lee Hooker, the blues singer and guitarist, you know? Boom.
And in which direction you will go now, future plans and so?
Tomorrow it's a day off, and then it's Sydney, Australia. No, we're going to Graz.
How do you feel tonight after this concert?
Oh, it's fantastic. Very nice audience, very nice people. Very generous and warm applause.
And we get a great feedback from the audience. Makes it more easier to play.
Yeah, music. It was a really nice atmosphere, I think. Great.
Because it's the first time we're here, and it's great to play, yeah.
You will come back here sometime?
Hope so.
Yeah, hopefully.
Do you like Slovenia?
Absolutely. You know, I haven't seen that much of Maribor, but Ljubljana was a really nice town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful.
Well, thank you for this conversation. Have a nice day here in Maribor and in Graz when you go to Graz. And I hope we'll see you again here.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Tole so bili Atomic, švedsko-norveška jazzna veza. Številni kritiki in revije so njihov prvenec Fit Music uvrstili med plošče leta, z nadaljevanjem na plošči Boom Boom pa so presegli vsa pričakovanja. Bobnar Pal Nilsen Love in basist Ingebrigt Hecker Fleten sodita gotovo med najčvrstejše ritmične sekcije v Evropi. Po eni strani sta mladila tradicionalni jazz v sodelovanjih z Johnom Schofieldom, Petom Etinjem, Joshua Redmanom, Josefom Latifom, Žanom Lukom Pontijem in Erikom Trufazom, po drugi strani pa sta spletla navezave s švedskimi, nemškimi in ameriškimi inovatorji, kot so Mads Gustafsson, Peter Brötzmann in Ken Vandermark. Od vas se poslavljam Polona, imejte se lepo, uživajte življenje s polno žlico in adijo.